I used to think that an eyewitness was the best kind of witness you could get. That is, until several years ago, when I talked to a police officer about his job. You see, we all have our bias and assumptions. We see someone slap another, and we assume that the one getting slapped was in the wrong. We see a child crying, and assume that someone has done something mean to them. Now, both of these situations could be quite the opposite, in fact. To know for sure, we'd have to know more about the situation. That's why, as the policeman explained to me, the more eyewitnesses, the better. Even a Christian can be influenced by personal bias or experience. We can be swayed in our thoughts about God by some perceived failure or hardship from the Lord. Many people have left or strayed from the faith because they believed some disgruntled churchgoer or suffered some painful loss in their own life. And rather than standing on the truth of God's word or seeking to understand his purpose in their lives, we sometimes think we know better and we make our own flawed assumptions. But this often takes people down many wrong and hurtful paths. We're told in John 1 verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. A little later in verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Don't be surprised when those who don't know God can't accept the spiritual truths that he reveals in his word. We're told the eyes of their understanding have never been opened, and sadly, they don't see the wonderful lessons that God's truth brings to a person's understanding. Like a colorblind person, they miss the brilliant image of Jesus, and they only see the world in various shades of gray. Instead, pray that God will open their eyes to the truth of Jesus, and that their vision would be restored.